Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 95. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 97. Sunny skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 95. 100 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 83.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A 3-year-old law enacted by the state's Republican-controlled legislature is facing a legal challenge.
A district judge in Shawnee County issued an order stopping the enforcement of the law, which attorneys for the state and the groups bringing suit endorsed. The law made posing as an election official punishable by a prison term. The suit contends the law was vague and hindered voter registration. The judge's order will remain in effect at least until another court hearing after the election in November. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
K-State has a new spot to power up electric cars, and engineering students led the project. Students from the G.E. Johnson Department of Architectural Engineering and Construction Science have completed a 7-year undergraduate degree research project. The new charging station is located north of the engineering building in Lot A-28. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to court records, on Tuesday in Ellis County District Court, District Judge Glenn Braun sentenced 20-year-old Ashton R. Herman of Hayes to 16 months in prison on charges of felony theft and vehicle burglary. Ellis County Attorney Robert Anderson said all of the charges were related to property crimes, and some of the crimes involved theft of firearms from vehicles, and others involved tools. Per a plea agreement, Herman pled guilty to the theft and vehicle burglary charges, and 3 other charges of burglary and 5 charges of theft were dropped. Anderson also said some of the property stolen was recovered. In addition to his prison sentence, Herman was ordered to pay $5,200 in restitution. However, Anderson said he was unsure of how Herman would be able to pay that restitution from prison. Herman's probation on a 2021 Ellis County case was also revoked, and he was ordered to serve 48 months in prison on those charges. In the 2021 case, he pled guilty to 2 counts of attempted aggravated burglary, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 2 counts of conspiracy to commit burglary, 2 counts of conspiracy to commit aggravated assault, 4 counts of contributing to a child's misconduct, and 2 counts of interference with a law enforcement officer. Anderson said there's also a pending case with a co-defendant, Jeffrey Dolly Steele. Love Kansas, a dynamic talent attraction campaign aimed at boosting Kansas's population by inviting past residents to choose the Sunflower State as their future home, will highlight Kansas as an exceptional place to live, work, and raise a family, with a special emphasis on boomerangs or individuals with previous ties to the state. Kansans who left the state for economic opportunities elsewhere are invited to return to build a life in a place they know and have connections to, whether in their hometown or elsewhere in the state. However, this isn't just an invitation to those who once called Kansas home to come back. Families from around the country are invited to build their lives in the Sunflower State. Love Kansas focuses on the state's abundant job opportunities, high quality of life, excellent education system, and affordable communities. The campaign will be driven at the local level, but will strategically target key markets across the United States with a strong focus on digital and social media platforms. Influencer and journalist engagement, as well as targeted in-person events, both within and outside of Kansas, will play a crucial role in reaching potential boomerangs. The Love Kansas campaign is being spearheaded by the Kansas Department of Commerce, and for more information about the campaign, you can visit the Love Kansas website at lovekansas.com. It's a sign of the season, political campaigning and the posting of campaign signs. And the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-way. By law, all right-of-way on state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by the Kansas Department of Transportation are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. The Kansas Department of Transportation has jurisdiction over all interstate, Kansas, and U.S. routes. When the Kansas Department of Transportation maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-way, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice, and all the signs will then be taken to the closest Kansas Department of Transportation sub-area office, and political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area office will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering the state right-of-way. However, people placing signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to the placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply to state highway right-of-way. Anyone placing signs on city streets or county roads right-of-way should consult their local jurisdiction on their rules. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
The National Sorghum Producers are accepting entries for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest, with state and national winners selected from contestants split into east and west regions for the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, and one overall winner is selected for food grade. The entry deadline for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 26, 2024. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. To find the entry form, the 2024 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest. In order to enter, contestants must pay or be an existing member of NSP, and more than one member of a family may enroll. However, each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2025 Commodity Classic in Denver, Colorado. The Kansas Highway Patrol will be working to ensure students are safe on their travels to and from school, as every July and August, the Kansas Highway Patrol troopers partner with school districts across the state to check all school buses and ensure that they're in proper working condition. Troopers will check the buses until the beginning of the school session to make sure the vehicles will safely load, transport, and unload students, and troopers will check the lights, emergency exits, tires, windshield wipers, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, and emergency spill kits. Captain Candace Breeshears of the Kansas Highway Patrol said children are our future, and we owe it to the family members and their children to make sure these kids arrive to and from their destination safely. So by partnering with the school districts across Kansas, they can ensure that they're taking the proper steps to keep Kansas children safe. A decal will be displayed in the lower driver's side corner of the windshield for any bus or school vehicle passing inspection, and vehicles that do not comply with safety regulations cannot be used to transport students until all the defects are corrected and a trooper rechecks the vehicle. In 2023, the patrol inspected 10,066 buses and other school vehicles for defects. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-9 near Logan in Phillips County, and the closure is necessary for the demolition and replacement of the bridge spanning Crooked Creek, located 0.4 miles east of Logan. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using US 283, US 36, and US 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project work to be completed in late November, conditions permitting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Most of the adjustments in the USDA Pasture and Rangeland Condition Report for this week appear in the state ratings versus the national conditions. Rod Bain has the details.
Even with summer drying, U.S. pasture and rangeland conditions appear steady week over week. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending July 28th,
good to excellent ratings. Down a point this week from the previous week, but 39% good to excellent. The very poor to poor rating steady at 29%.
Dry areas are a patchwork nationwide, with very poor-to-poor ratings noted within states of regions like the Mid-Atlantic, Intermountain West, and Pacific Northwest.
That's the bad news. The good news is that in the heart of the Midwest, we still see some pretty green conditions. That's reflected in crop conditions as well. Pasture and range, 85% good to excellent in Missouri. Other Midwestern states at or above 70% include Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
With green pastures also found in several parts of the Northeast, at pockets of very good to excellent pasture and rangeland conditions in states like Florida and North Dakota. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map for Kansas did show basically a doubling of the area that is considered now in drought condition. The numbers as of Tuesday show that nearly 89% of the state now considered abnormally dry or in drought condition. That's an over 30-point jump from last week. The area now considered in drought is about 36.25%. That is almost a doubling of last week's number overall. Now, Wednesday's rains will help that as far as where some of the moisture fell in the northeast, north central, and northwest parts of the state. This is the camp.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Very warm again statewide with some lingering humidity in our eastern and central counties. Temperatures will be a little bit closer to average tomorrow before heating up again on Sunday and Monday back to the low 100s. The overall weather pattern is pretty sluggish, and a slow-moving cold front is on its way through the central plains. There is somewhat drier air behind that front. That should provide a little bit of a break from the high humidity in the eastern and central counties by tomorrow. On the map, upper-level high pressure still parked over the central and southern plains. A surface cold front is crossing Kansas, and that should get to our eastern counties by later today or this evening. Behind the front, the air mass is somewhat drier, but only slightly cooler. Overnight, the front will run into a little bit of humid air still around in the southern and eastern counties, so we may get a shower or thunderstorm. Then tomorrow morning, the front will be off to our south. Drier surface high pressure will move in, giving us a break on the humidity in the central and eastern counties. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in our far western counties tomorrow afternoon, but otherwise will be dry statewide. Sunny skies and near average daytime highs for most of the weekend with that high pressure system in place. We'll start heating up again on Sunday afternoon with 100s coming back. Pretty hot well into next week. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-90s with mid-60s for the overnight lows. Low to mid-90s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Mid-90s northeast and mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 90s, and we're in the mid-60s overnight. Upper 90s and a few low 100s, south central, low to mid 70s for the overnight. Upper 90s and low 100s in the southeast counties. Tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out, Precision Planting. With a mission to empower farmers, Precision Planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, Precision Planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology, it's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.